This is NPR.
And good morning again, everyone. More than 100 people have been killed in tribal violence in Kenya after this weekend's presidential elections. Incumbent Mwai Kibaki won another term, but the validity of that result is widely questioned. Angry supporters of his opponent, Raila Odinga, have been setting fire to cars and homes in the nation's shantytowns and hauling members of rival tribes into the street and beating them to death. The American ambassador to Kenya spoke to NPR's Melissa Block yesterday. Michael Raneberger says Kibaki and Odinga have each called for peace and that Kenyans are determined to get there.
There have been instances, certainly, of violence between these groups. The imagination runs wild when you think of those things. There have been people killed, as I say, but this is not something akin to mass tribal violence or slaughter along those lines. And to be very frank about it, I believe this violence that has occurred has actually jolted Kenyans, and it's jolted the leadership of both sides as well. And in a sense, it's sobered them up. And I do think we're starting to see indications that they realize the need to come together for the good of the nation as a whole. I think both sides underestimated the degree to which this could become as potentially violent as it's become.
Airline pilots have a lot to gripe about, judging from the thousands of pages of complaints NASA released Monday. Just in time for a new year of flying comes a report that pilots are encountering double the number of bird strikes, near collisions in midair, and close calls on the runway than are shown by the government's own monitoring. NASA made the findings from surveys of more than 30,000 commercial and private pilots public only after pressure from Congress. The agency says the data can't be considered validated. And Barack Obama has widened his lead over Hillary Clinton in Iowa. A poll today from the Des Moines Register says Obama is pulling 32% of the vote in the Democratic field, a leap of 4 points from the paper's report in late November. Hillary Clinton holds steady at 25%. John Edwards checks in at 24%, a figure the Register describes as virtually unchanged. NPR's David Wellma has been following the former senator from North Carolina.
There's an incredible energy and momentum behind this campaign. We can feel it everywhere we go. Everywhere.
Edwards is hoping history will repeat itself, only he hopes it will improve on the unexpected second place finish he got 4 years ago. He was cheerful and sunny back then. This time he's casting himself as a battle-tested fighter for America's middle class.
My job as president is to work with the Congress to unify America. I will do that as president of the United States. But we have a huge battle with these entrenched, moneyed interests. Those people have a stranglehold on your democracy. They do, an iron-fisted hold on your democracy. And nothing will change until we break that hold.
And some news close to home. The Times Square New Year's aftermath continues. In response to late-night revelers outside our studios, the NPR New York Bureau has gone to security-level orange, as Ian Chillag learned from our doorman downstairs.
For the first time, you made sure and checked my ID. Have you had people trying to get in here tonight after New Year's?
Yes, many.
And what do they want?
He just got wrong door, you know. They think it's hotels or... I mean, confused people, you know. It's too much drink, too much, you know, happy weed.
Yes, you heard it here first. Too much happy weed made the Bryant Park Studios look like a hotel. That's the news for now. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I snuck in the back door. How about you?
Right in the front, Allison.
Laura Conaway, thanks a lot.
Thank you.